From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The results are in from yesterday's municipal elections in Miami. In the race to fill the District 1 seat, former State Senator Alex Diaz de la Portilla and auto parts retailer Miguel Angel Gabela will go to a runoff election on November 19th. District 1 includes Alapata, Grapeland Heights, the Health District around Jackson Memorial Hospital, and a bit of Flagami near Blue Lagoon. In District 2, incumbent Ken Russell easily won re-election, capturing about 59% of the vote. District 2 includes Miami's waterfront communities from Coconut Grove to Morningside, including downtown and Brickell. The district is home to some of Miami-Dade County's most valuable real estate. Broward County is devoting over $2 million to fund substance abuse and mental health programs. About half the money will come from a U.S. Department of Health and Human Services grant. At a county commission meeting yesterday, South Florida Congressman Ted Deutsch said the funding is meant to help young people and families.
Those who are struggling deserve a chance at recovery. They deserve a chance to succeed in school. They deserve a fulfilling career. But too often, those things that we all deserve are kept away from young people who need additional support, who might have suffered trauma in their past.
County Commissioner Steve Geller says the funding is a response to the trauma caused by the Parkland school shooting and the need for help with other types of mental health issues.
There are so many mental health and drug issues that we need to deal with in Broward County. You know, depression, which untreated can lead to suicide.
The money will go toward an existing collaboration with local nonprofits and Broward County Public Schools. The University of Miami Health System is expanding into Doral. The Miami Herald reports UM is building a four-story medical center on Northwest 87th Avenue and 53rd Street. The center will be equipped for outpatient surgeries, cancer services, and primary care. The center is scheduled to open in the summer of 2022. UM has several other satellite locations across Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach counties. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.